Salaam alaikum to all of you, dear mu'mineen and mu'minat. Welcome to Reach the Peak, your weekly dose of Nahjul Balagha. We are about to dissect the Hikmah 5, the wise words of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, where Imam says, Sadru al-Aqil sunduqu sirrih, wal-bashashatu hibalatu al-mawadda, wal-ihtimalu qabru al-uyub. The chest of the wise man is the casket of his secrets. Good humor is the net that ensnares friends. Forbearance is the grave of shortcomings. For the first phrase, when Imam says the chest of the wise man is the casket of his secrets, we should first see who is called wise and what is secret. And then we could grasp a deeper understanding of what our master has said. So first, who can we call a wise man? The Imam himself says in the Hikmah 407, مَسْتَوْدَعَ اللَّهُ إِمْرَأً أَقْلًا إِلَّا اسْتَنْقَذَهُ بِهِ يَوْمًا. Allah does not grant wisdom to a person except that someday he will save him from ruin with its help. Meaning that Allah has granted man wisdom so that he may use it to solve problems. Therefore, a wise person is the one who can solve problems by making use of his wisdom. Those who claim to be wise but are incapable of solving any problems in their lives, their wisdom can be questioned. And second, what are the secrets that Imam alayhi salam is referring to in this short wise quote? Secrets are those things that must remain unsaid. And Imam is telling us in Hikmah 162, وَمَنْ كَتَمَ سِرَّهُ كَانَتِ الْخِيَرَةُ بِيَدِهِ. He who guards his secrets remains in control. More literally, the choice remains in his hands. Meaning that secrets are those things that if you reveal them, you will lose control of your life and others will make choices for you and take control of you. Now we understand that a wise person who wants to resolve his problems will not speak of his secrets, because if he does, others will be able to interfere in his affairs and cause him even more problems. It might be said that in order to solve problems and find answers to our questions, we need first to have information and then apply general rules and laws to that information to get results and answers. In the science of mantiq, i.e. logic, we call the information suqra, minor premises, and the rules and laws as kubra, major premises. And by combining these two, we will arrive to a conclusion. So here, the secret is that information or minor premises, suqra, which if revealed, enables others to put the minor and major premises together to draw conclusions, and thus they can attempt to make decisions for us and control us. The most important question here is, what are the secrets that need to be locked in their casket? One of the most obvious circumstances where protecting secrets is crucial is where we involve strategies and plans for confronting enemies. It is self-evident that if we don't keep those secrets to ourselves, the enemy will gain a distinct advantage over us. And there is this poem in Arabic that says, إِذَا ضَاقَ صَدْرُ الْمَرْءِ عَنْ سِرِّ نَفْسِهِ فَصَدْرُ الَّذِي يُسْتَوْدَعُ السِّرَّ أَضْيَقَ. If a man's chest is too tight to keep his own secret, the chest of the one entrusted with it is tighter still. Meaning, if you tell your secrets to others, they are guaranteed to tell it to more people. How can you expect them to keep your secrets where you yourself have failed to do so? And it is natural for a secret, once revealed, to eventually reach enemy ears. Another situation where there are secrets that must be kept is in the case of a spiritual journey towards Allah Azza wa Jalla. When a person is climbing the spiritual ladder, Allah Azza wa Jalla will show him or her some truths which must be kept as secrets. If those are revealed, Allah Azawajalla will not show more to this person. Sheikh Baha'i says in a piece of poetry, عارفان که جام حق نوشیده اند رازها دانسته و پوشیده اند. Mystics who have drunk the cup of truth have learned and concealed secrets in plenty. Or other popular piece of poetry from Aman Samani says, هر کرا اسرار حق آموختند مهر کردند و دهانش دوختند. Whoever was taught the secrets of truth, his mouth was sealed and sewn shut. There is a narration where Imran ibn Husayn said to Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, O Prophet of Allah, men more beautiful and fragrant than anyone I have ever seen used to come to me. But after a while, they cut me off. Rasulullah, peace be upon him and his family, asked, had you received a wound you were hiding? He responded, yes. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, then did you reveal that? He said, I did. The Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, said, if you had continued to keep it secret, the angels would have come to you as long as you were alive. The narrator says that wound was wound he had sustained in jihad for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So, brothers and sisters, keep your secrets between yourself and your Lord, which will not only make it easier for you to solve your problems with relying only on Allah Azza wa Jalla, but it will also increase your capacity to ascend to higher levels of spirituality. And this was your weekly dose of Nahjul Balagha, so reach the peak wherever you are.